This is a production of Cornell University.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Wednesday, September 19th, meeting of the Employee Assembly, and it is 12:20 p.m. Are there any late additions to the agenda? Yes, ma'am.
Madam Chair, I forgot to add on the open forum to the agenda. Can we add that?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Care fund?
Okay. I'm going to make one change to the agenda, and that is we had business of the day, Dane Cruz and Rick Kuhar, who weren't able to join us today. We hadn't been able to confirm it when we put this together. Hopefully they will be with us at our mid-October meeting to talk about the supervisory feedback response to the survey. I know there were a lot of questions in the group, so I emailed them and asked them if they could come in and talk with us. So hopefully they will be at our October 17th meeting. Okay. Any other additions to the agenda? No. Okay, then moving right along, an approval of the minutes from last meeting. Okay, excellent. All in favor? All right, great. Any abstentions? Any? No? Okay.
I love that one.
Sorry, Amy?
I love that one. That happens.
Good. Okay. So moving right along, we'll jump to the report from the chair. So just to give you an update on the survey response team, all of the various committees have met with Mary and presented their proposals and had some really great discussions. I think, Bridget, you were at some of them, and other Bridget and I were at some of them. Was anyone else on any of the committees? David, you weren't there for supervisory feedback, the meeting with Mary, were you? No, you weren't able to. I didn't think you were. I don't understand. So those conversations went really well. That said, there was some work that still had to be done, some modifications and changes. So nothing is set in stone yet, but we're moving in the right direction. We've put together some really nice talking points to be reviewed by Mary for the President's address. So we should have a whole lot of information coming out as we kind of move into the middle of the fall. And Bridget and I yesterday had the privilege, right, of representing the employee survey team along with one of the other team members, Julie Addy, to present kind of the findings to the HR community. And I can email you guys the slides from that presentation just so you can kind of see where the direction that they're going in. If folks would like to see that, would that be something you want to take a look at?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a question. On the presentations to Mary, and then he said conversations and then things go back to, so the committee has to revise and then resubmit to Mary,
yep.
And then it'll go
to the President. And there are not a ton of revisions, just in scaling out some things. So projects that kind of are really large changes, like supervisory feedback has a lot of large changes, so putting in some more smaller attainable goals as we move along, just so that there's some action moving forward, because, you know, we're looking at 2-year timeline implementation for a lot of these things because there's a lot of development that goes into them. So just some tweaks, so what can we put out now, what's going to be further down the road, just some different ways of looking at things. But overall, she was happy with the proposal, so that was great. The next thing we have is, so we had the leadership breakfast last week and had a presentation from A.T. Miller. And he is on the Diversity Council. And he talked about the Towards New Destinations program, and I think I did forward everybody the presentation that he gave us, so folks had information on that, and hopefully they're going to be coming to talk with us in December about new destinations. But they would love to have someone from the EA on their committee, and I know I sent that out in an email, and I just wanted to put out there, is anyone interested in serving on that?
Well, Mario is the committee.
Oh, okay.
Community meeting,
the once a month meeting. So you're already participating. So it's tomorrow morning? Okay.
I can go to
so can you be our rep for that?
Sure.
Excellent. So I will let her, I will let Kathy know that. Okay. And then just lastly, I just want to follow up on the email that I sent to everyone. So we got Martin Luther King Day starting 2014. Do we want to do some sort of, you know, we did a resolution in support of the calendar. Do we want to do some sort of resolution just as a follow-up saying that this is a very positive move forward for staff kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I will put something together and bring it to our next meeting.
Is that totally public now, information?
It was announced at the Faculty Senate, and it was in the Cornell Daily Sun. So.
Well, it's in the Daily Sun.
Yeah. If Linda hadn't come back and said that it was announced at the Faculty Senate, I would have taken it slightly. But since it was announced in the Faculty Senate, I think it's free to go out to anyone. The next piece that I've emailed about is Mary and David cannot meet with us on the 17th or November 7th. The both of them together cannot do any Wednesday EA meetings. So they've thrown out the date of October 15th, which is a Monday, from 12 to 12:45. Do we want to have them at that time? And if so, who can make it?
What's the date again?
October 15th. From 12 to 12:45, that is a rest meeting time, but I'm sure we can make that.
Oh, they can come.
Oh, they can come. So is that something we want to have them? Yes. Do we want to try and switch our full EA meeting to that day and not have a meeting 2 days later?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that the meeting that's already scheduled to be at the vet or someplace else? Maybe.
We couldn't have it this room, so we need to have another
room. So maybe we can have this room for the 15th. So can you check and see if we can have this room for the 15th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or do you want to try to keep it in Day Hall? It's easier for them.
It's going to be really tight in Day Hall if everybody's there. Okay. So we're going to change our meeting.
Was it that Wednesday that I got two people from Robert?
Right. So that should get canceled regardless because we won't be having a meeting, right?
Right.
I'll update the website and stuff.
Okay. Okay, and then I will not have Rick and Dane come that day.
No.
So we'll have to reschedule that. Okay. I think that was all that I had on that piece. So, moving into... Oh, did you have something you wanted to talk about?
I did. I just wanted to acknowledge that Amy has a birthday tomorrow. And we all very much appreciate all the hard work that Amy does for the assembly. And we can probably sing happy birthday
to her. And we'll make sure we record this part too, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amy. Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
About 10, right?
So 19 this year, right?
No.
29 again.
Yeah.
So help
yourself.
Everybody get
this?
All right. I just want to make sure we got everybody. Did everybody get this? You didn't see anything. Okay. So moving on to old business. Lavanya has had a wealth of people interested in serving on the education committee. And right now the committee only allows for 5 members. We'd like to increase that to 7. And in order to do that, we have to do a resolution, which we don't have to, we can vote on that today, correct? Or have you figured that out?
Yes.
So if everybody can take a moment to take a look at that, and then we can open up for discussion.
Does anybody have any thoughts, discussion on this?
I just wanted to mention that all the people who got back to me on this were very enthusiastic about being part of the education committee, and they had great ideas, and that's precisely the reason we wanted to extend the number of members.
So, Ari, I'm going to try and remember. So, is there any objection to changing from 5 to 7 members? Seeing no objection, I move. The motion is what?
Adopted.
Okay, there we go. Ari gave me a new rule. All right. All right, moving along, the president's address to staff. So we need to turn off the recorder. Okay, so moving next. Oh, and just back into the president's address. So Bridget's got sandwiches all set for us, right?
Yes, we just have to come up with a
final number.
Right.
They're charging us a little bit more this year than they did last year for sandwiches, so we're going to have, we think, maybe $350 instead of $400 to kind of make up that difference. Yeah, just yeah. So we thought cutting by 50 isn't really too bad. So we'll do that, and then hopefully we'll have apples again as well. Moving on to new business, communications committee report.
So we met last week. So, we decided to head to the flyer. Unfortunately, I didn't get the flyer. He was going to make one. And he got an idea box, but I haven't checked it at this point. So, when he gets that to me, I'm going to go ahead and send that out to everybody for approval. I'll do it that way. And I think the paw print needs something by the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the chronicle will be, but it's been starting to make. Advertising for the address.
Just go in as many issues as possible.
I also have an individual looking into city content, advertise on that. But one thing that was brought up was to attach while everyone's there at the president's address, instead of like two questions about the address or something about staff involvement that they will fill out there, and then come and collect that at the end. And Al has regularly decided that he would be going to compile all that data if we decided to go through with it. So the major two points would be, do we want to do it? Attach two questions to something the flyer we hand out at the event. And two, if we do, what questions do we want to ask? Figure two would be sufficient enough to be questioned.
And I think the goal of the question is not necessarily to actually capture something outstanding, more so to make staff feel engaged and involved in something that we're doing and that the president addressed. So, the questions themselves, I don't think are necessarily too important. I have done some thinking about piggybacking with the comments from the EA survey. Something about is the president's speech, transparent and informative, since so many staff said they wanted more transparency and information with regards to staff. But, even that is sort of for the president, I guess, that information would be. So, if we were going to ask questions, I would recommend demographics. What is your exemption status? How long have you worked here? Those types of things, so we can have a sense of just who's really interested in the issues that they're coming out and listening to address. But again, I don't think. Stress to come up with, but if we do, I think it would be nice. People will remember the event, maybe, perhaps, or remember the EA. The way of branding ourselves, getting ourselves out there.
Thoughts?
I like the idea of putting in the draft in front of the business to be there. I think it might be a fallacy to think that just because people who are there are people who are interested, because I just think people's lunches are in different periods of time. So I know, like, people in dining may probably physically take those, because that's probably when the dining hall is most busy during that time. The question I'm a little hesitant about, because I'm one of those people, I don't like to ask questions that I don't care about the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Because then why ask the question? And then I think that asking a question about with the president engagement is kind of lofty, and how much control do we have over that? You know, so I mean, what the president says, no control of what the DEA has. So I think if we ask the question maybe about the EA, but what we already did during the EA survey,
yeah,
might be helpful, like a follow-up, like, maybe how did you hear about this event? Maybe that might, I think that might be a question I might care more about.
Mm-hmm.
Are we effectively marketing and advertising people? But I think about the climate of Cornell, I wouldn't necessarily ask, because I think there's so much going on right now in terms of with the staff engagement survey, in terms of departments doing things, that it just might be, and I don't know if we can do it, but I just think we should just be mindful about what we're asking. We're not going to ask questions we don't know. I don't really care if we feel like we can't empower an answer and don't ask questions.
What if we pulled a question like, did you know the EA is the reason why you have not participating playoff 2014? Like, advertising that we did that was connected, we can affect change and that kind of thing.
I see that.
That's another last question.
An open-ended question of what brought you here today. You know, was it free lunch or were you here to make something as opposed to just a head count?
Right.
My question is, was open-ended in that it was just
about
the question.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Are people, one, going to have writing utensils, and two, are they going to have the time to physically fill it out during the president's address? Because a lot of times it seems like people just come.
Right.
For the address, they get there in time for the address, and then they leave.
Mm-hmm. They take exponentially larger amount of time to process.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did talk about in the executive committee meeting. We did talk about the question of writing instruments. I do like what Curtis said about, you know, getting some sort of, you know, how did you hear about this event? Because I think that would be really useful for us, because we try and put it out to many places, and maybe, you know, nobody sees the flyer, and maybe we don't do a flyer or something like that.
Right. I mean, maybe list the different avenues that we advertise it so that it's
mm-hmm.
like a checkbox or something like that.
Yeah, if we're doing fill in the dots, you can, what brought you here today, you have like four choices.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe another way to do that, you don't need to survey everybody that question, but maybe, because I know there's a lot of EA members there who are just standing around,
mm-hmm.
so maybe we can use like iPads or something and just selectively ask people, like, are you an exempt, non-exempt, how did you hear about it before?
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, and another idea I had was like, maybe having card swipes. I mean, we also theoretically have our IDs. I don't know if you want to do that, because sometimes it's difficult to find them.
Yeah.
There might be enough card swipes around campus. I mean, I know the next day is going to be in school and then I have a lot of career there.
I can ask a second. Curtis says we're not, we don't have something that we want to find out. It has a lot of questions.
I think part of the forum here is to establish other questions that people would like to ask, because we haven't really come up with any solid questions. So I think so far, how did you hear about us learning about our here? How do you hear about this event? It's good for understanding, you know, what avenues do people hear about the EA. And we can think of those more, but if there's other questions that people have in mind, then we could discuss that too.
The one that Melissa raised about Martin Luther King Day is probably a good one.
I think the only thing that I would say on that is I would be really careful, because we didn't really do anything other than putting out a resolution support. That was the academic
was, right,
calendar committee. So I don't want us necessarily to take read it.
Mm-hmm. Is this being webcasted?
Hopefully it will be live streaming.
So, mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who might watch that, not mm-hmm. leave their office. That we will
capture.
Capture.
Mm-hmm.
We should
make sure. Advertise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell how many people get a plug-in?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I don't know if that is. No. And again, that could have been a product that it was the day after the Thanksgiving holiday, and people weren't thinking about it. I don't. You know, I'd be curious to have a couple years to benchmark against and see if it's worth it to put that money into it. So. Not really hearing any question other than how did you hear about this event and potentially some demographic kind of stuff?
I think that's valuable information, especially for the communications committee,
mm-hmm.
that we wouldn't be wasting it. If people aren't hearing about it by a certain venue, we don't need to spend money mm-hmm. trying to get the word out through that way.
Do you think, just in going on the demographic piece, could it be interesting to know exempt or non-exempt? Because I think that helps us figure out if non-exempt employees are feeling like they can come or not, which is a question that we always have. So I think that would be beneficial. And then maybe from what area of campus do you work kind of thing. So if we're seeing we're only capturing people on Central Campus and we're not capturing vet people, and so you know maybe that would be useful information for us as well. Maybe?
Yeah.
So it sounds like maybe we should hear this for information just for us, for the assembly, like for, you know, advertising marketing purposes, instead of like we're not trying to recreate the employee survey, you know?
No,
we
I...
did that, and like the last thing we got, seems like it was overkill. But if it's just information for us, like where you work, how you heard about us,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's your exempt status, it's pretty, like it's, there's no concern for the university there, it's just information for us.
Right, but I think if we were to go and say, you know, say there were 250 people there, and 200 of them were exempt and only 50 were non-exempt, I think that could be very telling for us to make an argument to go back to the president and say, you know, maybe we need to think about, you know, saying that people are encouraged to go, you know, and really empowering people to be able to come on. You know.
I think that's a good idea.
I think those are really good thoughts. I'm wondering though. How is the best way to gather that information? If we try to get people to fill out cards or information cards, or do we try to just poll people? I don't know.
Curtis?
We have iPads. I mean, that's great. I don't know if we're going to be limited in the number of iPads we have.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then I think we can do like a multi-mode where we have the paper ones around, we order less, so we won't have to order as many and spend as much, and then we can try and get some of the iPads. And,
where would we get iPads from?
You're
going
to free iPad with your sandwich, would you say?
No, I can do But we can ask them while they're getting their sandwich.
Well, I'm wondering, too, if maybe, what about a postcard that could be sent through university for campus mail that just says, you know, would you please fill this out at your convenience and send it in campus mail? Would that be...
You know, we don't know who's all...
Yeah.
Well, we can put an address on it, too. The assembly's office.
I'm
going to
say,
Amy.
I'm going to end up
here.
We don't know
who
went to the address.
No.
You're handing the postcard out to them when they're leaving.
And they could either turn it in or mail it in kind of thing.
Right.
The other question
I like
that.
Idea
was...
I thought with those questions, one idea I had, which is we have the United Funds cards there again. There's already going to be paper
mm-hmm.
and pencils there, right? Because they want people to do their United Way membership. But with that question, I don't know surveys that well. It doesn't seem like you need to ask everyone that question in order to get a good
sample
of where people are coming from and what part of work they're doing. So that's what I think. It can be just five people who are like helping with feeding. And I don't know what mode we can even just do a check sheet. I mean, with a piece of paper, like, are you exempt or not? And just tally them. How did you hear about it? You could think of the five
right.
areas is what they might heard. Paul, Frank, Cornell, something other. and then follow up with all other and just walk around and do that. I mean, I can get bored when I'm there by trying to guide people to feed or trying to figure out what to do. So if you give me something to do, I can get some better use of my time. And I don't think you need to ask everybody there.
Well, part of the issue for Bailey Hall is we need to track attendance, and we're not giving out tickets ahead of time. And these forms can act as a way to know how many people are there. Because I get asked from campus how
we'll
many
have
people.
We will have a program. We will have a program that will be handed out.
I think where this all started from, mm-hmm. is we would have the program and attach this at the bottom. Isn't that where it came from?
Oh.
And not a whole separate mailing and, mm-hmm. and printing and all other expense, but it's a part of that handout.
So it's just a tab they pull off and they can drop it on the box on their way out.
It's a simple, yes or no, or I found out this way, and this way, tear it off and leave it or mail it.
So we still have to, we still have to address the pen issue. And the other thing I just want to throw out in capitalizing on Curtis's idea is the nice thing about walking around and talking to people is that there's 20 people sitting in this room who are representing all the staff members who are actually having a conversation rather than being passive. So we're being active in going up and saying, hi, so what brought you to the assembly today? Oh, what area campus do you work on? And you just have that conversation. Are there any issues that you would like to see the EA address? You could have that conversation with people while we're waiting for the address to start, and I think that may be a nice use of time, and Curtis wants to do it.
And
so he's going to be in charge.
And I guess it'd be great, but maybe we come up with clipboard that has, some...
And even... with the detachable forms, yes, exactly. A clipboard with the mm-hmm. forms, and then ask people on paper and just mark their own answers for them. And
Yeah, and if they ask, because the other thing I would say is if I got this and I got a piece of paper that said am I exempt or am I non-exempt and where do I work, I may say why do you want to know that information? And we could say, oh, we're just trying to figure out who comes to the address, and really kind of throw those things out there. So.
So how could you verify that you weren't talking to the same person that you were?
Separating quadrants or something.
And I would imagine if
people.
Someone asked me and I got asked again, I'd say, oh, I already talked to someone over there.
I don't think there's going to be real
time. Yeah. I think it's just going to be a sampling of people. So do we want to kind of do it that way and in person? And then we can... So who's going to take ownership of developing the little piece of paper that we're going to ask the questions?
I can do that.
Okay.
And I was actually thinking, do we want to ask people, would you like to be contacted by the EA and then leave a space for their email address?
We can do that.
Because I think with a half a sheet of paper, I should be able to squeeze four questions on. But I would push it further than that. I'll need some help with the different avenues that people would hear about through the meeting.
I think what I would imagine, if we're standing there with the clipboard, I would almost imagine just almost a tally sheet that would say, exempt, non-exempt, what was the other question, where on campus and how did you hear, and we would just kind of write it in, like F would be flyer, P would be paw print, right, you would be
email.
So something like that, we could have our own little code for that. Because then if you're talking two half sheets and everyone's constantly changing a piece of paper, and then that'll almost make it easier for, if you're going in and you're putting in, you could just almost count down rather than having to flip through lots of paper.
Are we going to pass around a donation box?
Sure.
So you're saying instead of doing a detachable, just have a half sheet?
It would. I don't even think it would be a half sheet. So if I'm standing here with my clipboard, it looks something like this. And I'm just saying, oh, thanks for coming. So how'd you hear about today's event? Oh, the paw print. Great. And, we would love, we're trying to capture, are you, who's coming to this event, exempt or non-exempt? Would you mind telling us which one you are? Okay.
So instead of designing a form, we just design,
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I think that'll make it easier, at least even for you, if you're tallying that stuff together, to just kind of go down and check what's in what area.
And then, Bill, would it be helpful to have clickers at the door or something like that so you could get a count of how many people are coming in?
Yeah, we don't have clickers, but
we've done it through the program, so if we... Right. Yeah, so we can just count leftover programs.
And usually our box office counts.
Yeah. That would help too, because if we're counting or if
so
we're
still going to
keep track of that.
Though, correct? Like an EA flyer or something?
So the what we usually do is a program for the president's address, and I have that on my computer, and I put that together, so you don't have to worry about that, Erica.
Okay.
But there's a flyer that just says, you know, the date of the president's address and all the EA members on the back. And that's what we hand out as the program for the day. So that's what we have. The flyer that Eric was talking about is the promotional flyer to go out in advance.
Which we may need to order. I don't know how many we have left.
The flyer? Don't we make the new every year?
No, I don't think so. We have the ones that Gemma had printed a couple years ago.
You're talking about the brochures?
Yes.
I'm talking about the thing that says, come to the president's address for staff.
Oh.
We're talking about. The thing that promotes this event. No, the thing that promotes this event. Okay. Anything else for communications?
One more thing. One of the big things we actually talk about was our exposure, like face-to-face, personal, you know, like you know, that kind of thing. So one of the committee members had suggested that we possibly do like a better known EA member in the hall friend. And what the idea around that was, to get a nice mugshot of whoever it is and have them, you know, send out a little spiel about who they are, what they do on campus, their goals, their achievements, things along those lines. And put in like two members every hall friend so we get through everybody. So that each hall friend gets the oldest, another EA member, which is another EA member. Consistency kind of thing. But I figure since you know, we brought that up, I would be willing to be one of the first ones to be able to.
We've done those types of spotlights before.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been like two different
every article so that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. We've done it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Is anyone opposed to doing that? Anyone not want to be spotlighted in some way?
I heard a good snapshot or a good...
I suggest you take your own.
Can we hire a photographer?
Mm-hmm. I have the...
Can I just make you a picture?
No, I don't want those mugshots.
I have to agree. I will take my own picture. And I can get my own.
Like this?
Facebook profile.
So basically, I mean, at your leisure, I mean, I'm not going to say you do this week, you do this week, you do this week.
So
from past experience, I would sign people who otherwise would say, hey, send me a profile and they can really into it.
So can
well,
you...
I'm go first week then.
So, Eric, here's what I would say, just in tying along with what Leslie said. Maybe put together a deadline for when you need it for Nancy to have it for the paw print and have two slots and send around an initial sign-up sheet and just say, if you have not signed up for a time, one will be assigned to you. And then people can choose their time or they can be at your mercy.
Okay, so the next paw print is the 26th. Well, they need to be by the 26th, which is next week. We will not have to be anyway. I will take slot one.
Okay.
I will take slot two.
I will take slot two with you, Eric.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you vote on this, Eric? And we're doing this? Okay.
Are you going to put together a series of questions that you want everyone to answer?
I will.
Okay. So that it's kind of got the same...
Word count. Someone doesn't make it.
I will talk to Nancy on that.
Okay. Anything else for communications? All right. Moving right along, elections timeline. Ari, do you want to talk about that, or do you want me to? Okay, I will start. So, it's all the fault of the university assembly. Let's start by saying that. So what happens is the university assembly actually has work that it needs to do over the summer. So they don't really go on hiatus the way that we do. So in order for them to elect their officers and do the work that they need to do, we need to staff EA members to that, to the assembly. We can't staff EA members to the university assembly because we don't know who the EA members will be at that time. We haven't voted on the EA membership at that point. So Aria is proposing that we move EA elections earlier in the academic year, more along the lines of what the student assembly does. So rather than having elections in March, April, which is when we typically have them, it would be more like January, February. Is that right, Ari?
February, March.
Okay, February, March. So what would happen is we would vote on the new membership at that point. Our elections would run exactly the same. The new membership would not seat until June 1st, which is the same way we've always done it, but they would have the ability to have a meeting prior to that, so the new membership could convene prior to that, elect the officers, and then from that elect UA members. But they wouldn't formally take their seat until June 1st for the EA, when the new EA turns over. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
So essentially, for the seated EA, nothing would change other than you would know if you were on the EA the next year if you ran again sooner, and then you would know if you were elected as an officer sooner or elected to the UA sooner. Well, we haven't put one together yet. I would imagine that the calendar would be the same as the old calendar, just moved, pushed earlier. So part of it is that we would be kind of, you know, promoting and actively seeking that at a quieter time, I think, you know, in kind of January when things are slower for staff.
Yeah, I guess my only concern is, you know, some of our staff are going to the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea, you know, the deadline is.
So, Ari, do you think that you can maybe take a stab at what the dates would look like for us? What would be the latest date we would want to go?
We certainly draft up the calendar, but we're envisioning that all the deadlines would happen in February for candidates.
Right, I'm just like,
if it's
February 1st, then that might not be so great. If it's February 15th, okay. You know, that's just my only concern. So, candidates.
Mm-hmm. So we're open to exploring it further and taking a look at proposed calendar dates and going from there.
Okay.
So, Curtis, I think you said that you might be willing to be elections chair. Okay. So could you and Ari talk about putting together a proposed calendar?
Okay. Does this have to be something that's
I don't think we have a specific series of dates in our bylaws, do we, Ari? We don't have to do a resolution to change our.
There may be some changes along.
Right. Okay. So if you guys can talk about that and maybe bring it back to our next meeting, we can figure that out. Okay. So, budget. Where is it? Did everybody get an email with the new budget?
No.
Okay. There should be some up on the desk up front there. Oh, they're gone.
No more left.
Okay. So, Matt?
Bob.
Would you like to lead us off on the budget stuff? And I don't think this went out to everybody. Bob and Ari just met yesterday. And pretty enough what we've spent year to date, correct? But we don't have last year's numbers from there with us, or you do?
I do, right there.
Huh. So you sent it yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
So the budget we have right now is what we spent from this year to date. The comments on the
side of
what we've actually spent right now. So how the fiscal year works is, you know, it ends in June, starts in July. So we have the two George Peter Awards that we've done, I guess, in July, August, mm-hmm. that are under the staff recognition awards. Budget used towards our group meeting, and that's really all we spent so far this year. So there's a charge for the procedure for the staff report survey that we retroactive from last year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that got moved back to last year's expenses, not hitting this year's budget now?
So you can't apply things once the books have been closed to last year, you have to put them in the current fiscal year. So what we did was we adjusted the budget just for this year to reflect that those charges were okay.
Okay.
And it's still, if you add that to the total amount of spending from last year, VA still would fund yourself the budget amount.
Okay. Do you know how much we were under budget last year? Just
actually, yeah, those about $300 something like that.
Okay, so not a lot. But we wouldn't essentially have an $1,800 sizer charge again this year. So in reality, if we spent everything else along the same lines, we would be potentially about $2,000 extra.
Yeah, and it would be good if it could be a little bit lower this year, because the low spending last year resulted in both, not just low spending on EA, but on a number of other areas resulted in our budget being reduced.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to spend money. So, and that's in the...
It comes out of our office budget, so it's appropriate for our budget for this. My whole office.
I mean, so I mean, we're going to be able to step, and it's not because we didn't. Because I guess that's just not good stewardship.
Because the university assembly and our office is going to work too efficient on
it. Sure.
So, all right, it doesn't carry over, right? Like, if we had our left over from last year, we don't carry over.
No, it doesn't carry over.
So if you don't use it, you lose it.
Well, right now, the budget that we have in there is maybe $750 that's spoken for. And in the past, we've allowed that to go up to $9,400.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could do that if there's a strong feeling that full amount is needed.
Yeah.
But it would be great if we could get closer to the $7,850 that's already written down.
So...
changes that we think, according to the budget that we have so far, there are increases that the president's addressed
mm-hmm.
because of increases in price and perhaps we know what that
is.
And our crew of hunters, yeah.
Recognition and awards. So based on what we spent last year,
so some of the what I would like to see us do is to get the final numbers from last year, and maybe if we can put together a comparison of, you know, in communications what we spent last year and what we have budgeted, and see where we have money allocated that we're not spending and where can we move it that it would make more sense to move it, so that we can spend in the way that Ari is hoping that we will spend. Yeah. So we may need to move some things around because we're talking about those open forums, and so we may want to move some money into that. Buy all those iPads.
I think we should
get an iPad. At least a couple of
years. Yeah.
So, So Bob, maybe if we can put that together for our next meeting and do some real work on it.
I have a question. I'm not a big money budget kind of person. What is the incentive to save money if we save money and they cut the budget?
Good stewardship.
Well, because it's so I wouldn't look at it as necessarily spending money, but you're spending what you need to spend. So the goal isn't necessarily to say, okay, how can we spend all this extra money by, you know, saying, oh, let's buy iPads or let's, you know, get better lunch or whatever, but spending what you need. So when the budget gets adjusted, it's because we're spending, in theory, what we need, not that we're trying to pinch pennies. I don't think last year we really pinched.
I want to clarify the reason, the main reason our budget was cut was because, as far as it was affected by EA, was because the charge from the survey didn't hit in the last fiscal year, and once they went through to look for their money at the end of the year, as every department does, there was, you know, that extra $1,700.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think that should be a comment that you should make to the president? I mean, to me, what bothers me, like a $2,000 cut for the representative body of the staff, it's like ridiculous. I'm like, come on, there's a cost saving measure you can go elsewhere. But you're ever cutting to, like, and I mean, if you think about the cut, that's a pretty, almost 20% cut.
Well, but 6 years ago, the EA didn't have the discretionary budget at all. So
it was a cut based on a one time cost.
Well,
it had not paid the cost of the survey?
No, you know these things, I know that. But that's what I think.
Well, then, you know, I feel partially responsible because I didn't get the bill in.
I know there is a way, though. I know in Cal, if we have a big expense that's coming towards at the end of the fiscal year, we can contact the business service center and say, we're going to have this big expense coming in.
Well, probably.
We want the dollars to be set aside.
I guess the point I want to get across is we have been asked, as I'm sure most departments at the university have been asked, to be a little bit, to cut back in our expenses. We haven't cut back on EA at all in 5 or 6 years, and I'm just asking for, you know, if it could be $200 lower this year, that would be good. And since the only reason that we were close to $9,400 last year was a one-time survey, I don't think that that's a very difficult thing to achieve. There doesn't need to be any cut to any of the EA's existing programs.
So essentially, Ari, we.
And right now, the EA's budgeted expenses only add up to $7,850. So I'm saying it would be nice if there need to be some extra expenses to the president's address to staff
that we do hit that.
Our school. I mean, because I guess we have that question. I don't trust me. If you have seen that revenue crisis, you will be way out of budget. But I still see it kind of problematic that on the micro level they're looking at this budget to cut things when the whole idea of cutting things we're trying to expand. So I mean, it'd be one thing if the argument is don't go over this, but I still see it problematic. Even based upon the ones, and I know that like when we looked at previous budgets, like we still use a lot on elections to do paper ballots, and then we move polling, so then there was money reallocation. But if the idea is the staff even recognize that there's not enough staff recognition, and then we have a recognition survey. We actually have committees that weren't in use during like benefits and things like that because of the financial crisis and stuff like that. There might be other ways we might want to use that money that was cut. And so I just think that just simply cutting it because they say we haven't used it and being part of that's a significant cut in it, just in terms of dollar amount, an absolute dollar amount. That's a huge cut, say $2,000 being cut from already a $10,000 budget.
The day is me, so.
Yeah.
And I just.
I think what Ari's trying to say is that the budget that we have asked for, what we have put together, is what we have available to us. And even out of historically, minus the survey charge, historically we've not met the budget that we have allocated towards this. So he's encouraging us, correct me if I'm wrong, Ari, to use the budget that we have in place. Now, I think if the EA came forward, correct me if I heard you incorrectly, if the EA came forward with this great plan and proposal for something that we think would be really important to staff and needed extra budget, that we could come to you and talk about that. Is that correct?
Yes. All of what I'm saying is because our office budget has
right.
been shrunk considerably, we
But I think, Curtis, first we have to get to a point of spending the money that we have allocated towards us. If we're not even doing that, then we're worrying about money, having more, even more money that we're not using.
No, I agree. But I think what's different compared to this year than other years, we have a full board. We have a much more engaged board than we ever did. And I think adding that extra level that now we need to come back and basically ask for money and things like that, that's already creating a barrier for people to ask and to be innovative. I think that's a natural barrier. At the same time, I think that if their budget, I'm concerned by this, why is the Assembly's office budget being cut? Hasn't the staff given up a lot already, the students and the representative body? And my question is,
I'm not going to ask the Office of Assembly for fully supportive of the way our budget has been handled. We don't have any complaints about that, so. I don't think there's any need to get upset on behalf of our office for our
budget. Well, we're getting cut, so I mean, I think
no.
I think that's a basic, fair question to ask.
I mean, I think ideas like Tanya today, the survey at Bailey Hall, like instead of doing designing a form which we then send to print services to put on a detachable thing and then we pay a cost for that, instead we do a worksheet and we just fill it out and it costs nothing. I think innovation is more ideas like that.
I think, you know, because this is our budget for this year, but we just need to be cognizant of if there are ideas or things we want for next year, that we should be mindful of that before the budget proposal is going.
And I think if we get, like now we're talking about doing these open forums. If we do these open forums and they're successful, and we hit our budget with that, and then we're saying, okay, now we're limited in the ability to do the things that we want to do because of a budget reduction. Then I think that that's a bigger conversation to be had. And in my mind, that goes probably beyond Ari's purview at some point, because he's got to answer to someone above him, and we need to have that person come in here and ask the question, you know, say to us, okay, if we are the representative body of the employees and we need to be doing these things, we need the money to do that. You know, and that becomes a question to whomever gives you your budget, Tommy.
Yeah, ultimately.
Yeah, so I mean, I think Ari's just doing what he's supposed to do, but I think that we do need to say, okay, what can we do to use the budget that we have and get out there more? And I think the open forums, very easily, if you just say, okay, we want to do 4 open forums at $500 each, that kills that extra $2,000. I think this is really great discussion, but we are running low on time, and I would like to move that we table the discussion until the next meeting, and that way we can get to the last 2 items on the agenda. Everybody? Anybody opposed to that? Okay. Thank you.
So, open forum or care fund? I'm looking at the two of you.
So we decided that the care fund committee for the auction, this really is only fundraiser, so get money into the care fund, other than if people just go online and donate on their own, that we're only doing an online auction this year. What we brought in for apples for the live auction to the online wasn't worth the effort to actually do a live. timeline. So it's going to be, you know, it'll be, we'll get all the stuff on the website November 1st and we'll end November 15th. And I talked about this quite a while back, and a handful of us people in this room said that they would help get out tonight. I know Leslie, Tanya, Bridget. Anybody else willing to?
Can I check and see what can we look at what I donated last year and see if it was worth
mm-hmm. What we're going to do is we're going to send out a email to everybody that donated last year, because last year was really hard because we were starting from the very beginning. An auction hadn't been done in 5 years. And hopefully that'll just, people will just respond. And then if they don't respond, then we need people to go and start nagging and going on down the list or thinking of new items mm-hmm. to add to the list. Okay. So something will be in the Paul Print and the Chronicle this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to start putting in the newsletter. So Eric, I'll send you some stuff to put in our next newsletter.
Is this saying on there if you want to donate?
And I think for our new members, if you have any thoughts of, you know, places that you know that might be willing to donate, you know, either hit them up or let Gemma know.
I can send around the list what we had last year, so that when you're looking at it, you can see that the items are really, you're not calling things, everybody's not calling things people.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Anybody else want to help?
Bridget, you wanted to talk about open forum?
Open forums. We had talked about the previous meeting wanting to hold like maybe a monthly open forum at different locations on campus to give staff members a chance to talk about the survey and maybe to have somebody from each of the committees or somebody come in and talk about what their committee was doing in regards to the survey. Do we still want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I know the committee I was on is very interested in doing one.
And which one is that? Is that position analysis? Or is
position
that
evaluation and analysis is very interested in using that as an avenue to roll out what they're looking at doing to this community.
So can you check in with them and see if they have, because yes, it's great for us to be there, and I think it's important, but we need to make sure that they can be there, so maybe if they can kind of target a date,
okay,
that would work for that particular committee, because I don't think everyone in the EA needs to be at everyone, so chances are we're going to hit 4 or 5 people who are going to be able to make any given day.
Are we looking at doing these in addition to our 2 meetings? I couldn't remember how we talked inside of that.
In addition to our EA meetings?
Right.
Yeah, I think that they would be, because it's not, it's going to be just a lunchtime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we can see, you know, once we have a date narrowed down, we can see what space and whatnot we can get.
We'll do.
Okay. Thank you. And I can bring up in the, I brought it up a couple times in the survey committee, and you know, that we were going to do these, so I can see if there's others who are ready to line theirs up.
David, could you check on supervisor feedback if they would be interested in doing one?
Yeah, they're open for
mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And maybe what month?
Mm-hmm. Well, if we have the president's address in October, we have this day in November.
I would talk to position evaluation and analysis about doing one in November.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we do anything in December.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe one in January.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as we move along, we'll see how.
I think that's a really good opportunity to keep people up to speed. Some
right.
Mm-hmm. Employees, somebody's doing too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great.
Okay.
Good way for our faces to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And can see that we're here and we're trying to help them and mm-hmm. do what we can do for them.
And just so everybody knows, Mary has really reiterated in that meeting, the survey response team meeting, that she wants the EA to really be a strong and active partner in this. And even now that these committees have kind of finished their kind of the planning phase, they want to continue to have staff across campus engaged and the EA engaged. So it's not so that these proposals have all gone out and now they're going to go back to HR
and then a program's going to come out. They want staff to stay invested, and that was why yesterday when this went out to the HR community, they wanted the EA to stand up and present it as our thing, not HR's thing. And I think that that's a really great reflection on the EA. So I think we're moving in the right direction. Exciting. All right. We done? Make a motion to adjourn? All right. Thank you.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.